Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
So he sends Joseph's. The revelation is God prepared a place of preservation before the crisis fully manifested. That's what Goshen is. That's what this is all about. God is preparing. We're in his time. God is preparing a Goshen before the crisis fully manifests. We see the handwriting on the wall. I don't care how you try to say, make America great again. You know, and I have nothing, I'm not Democrat, Republican, none of that. I'm not bound by political positioning and posturing and all that. You know how people use certain things to try to sway you. Forget all that. Tell somebody, I'm kingdom. See, this is a parallel government. When Jesus appeared, he said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What was he saying? Change the way you think, because a new government has showed up. It's another government. This is why we are in the world, but not of the world. That's why I said, come out from among them. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We use these things, but our treasures are not in the world. Our heart is not there. I'm not jumping through hoops. Amen. To get close to somebody. Or to get a government loan. Lucia, we spend from the pocket of Jehovah. God'll twist arms. He'll make folk do stuff, don't want to do stuff for you. I don't know why I'm doing this here. I don't even like you. I know why you're doing it. Because God done spanked you. And you ain't got no choice. Come on. Let God fight your battles. So God prepared a place of preservation. Listen, preservation before crisis fully manifested. We see it. We see where the systems of the world are going. They're covering up a lot of stuff too. It's a lot worse than they let they lead you on to think. Trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. The global South has disconnected itself. Africa's on the rise. I said Africa's on the rise. Oh yes, it does. Africa is on the rise. Everywhere you go. See, it's a time of consequence now. God says the time is up. Now it's time to reap what you've sown. And for those that have been oppressed to become the head and not the tail. Amen. Empires are going to crumble. But the sound of Joseph is going forth. For as many as that will hear. The famine didn't surprise God. Egypt didn't surprise God. Pharaoh didn't surprise God. The migration of Jacob and his family into Egypt didn't surprise God. Joseph was God's preceding provision. You may not quite understand it, why you've gone through what you've gone through. Look what they did to Joseph. It wasn't a matter of how he got to Egypt. It was that he got to Egypt. See, stop being so linear in your thinking. Sometimes you go up, sometimes you go down. Sometimes you go left, sometimes you go right. Sometimes you back up, sometimes you lay down. It don't matter all about that. It's a matter of you reaching where God wants you to be. Joseph went through hell with his brothers. Who would have thought? He was just sharing a vision, a dream that he had. But God's plan. Amen. And this is why you've been through so much. This is why you've been tossed to and fro. It ain't God been mad at you. God's been preparing you. Hello, somebody. A good coach while he's training you ain't going to be soft with you. Because they know what you got. They know what you can do. Even when you don't know what you can do. And so they pull it out of you. I remember in high school when there were tryouts for basketball. Guys were throwing up. Before the practice was over, people walking out. He said, this coach crazy. But he knew how to separate the wheat from the chaff. Joseph was God's preceding provision. Remember how we talked about the prophetic word, the preceding word, and the performing word? We are at the entry point of the performing word. God is beginning to perform things. Let me give you an example. The angel Gabriel came to Mary. But before he came, 400 years earlier, Isaiah prophesied that a woman would compass a man. In other words, a woman's going to have a child without a man. How could these things be? 400 years earlier, it was prophesied. Look at somebody telling them, prophesy. Prophesy over your life. Prophesy over your children. Prophesy over your region. Prophesy what the word of God says. Speak what the word says. The testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. You may not be a prophet, but prophesy. Speak the word. Release the word. That word was released and it was in the atmosphere 400 years. But then it became a proceeding word. In the fullness of time, Gabriel went and got that word. God said, there's a woman, a virgin down there. Take the word to her. Gabriel came with the proceeding word. It was prophesied, it became proceeding. Mary grew up, maybe 12 years old. They were young back then. But it was time. And he brought the word, the preceding word to her. And Mary's response, because God had prepared her. How shall these things be? Seeing that I know no man. But he explained to her, then she said, be it unto me. Now who says that? Anybody else said, wait a minute, I got some more questions here. But she was prepared. Be it unto me according to your word. And immediately, the preceding word became a performing word. See, you got to carry the preceding word before it becomes a performing word. So there's a preceding word, there's the prophetic word, the preceding word, and then the performing word. Before there was a Goshen, there was a Joseph. When I say Joseph, it's a sound. Before Israel needed preservation, God positioned a man in government. I want to say to you, and even prophesy to some of you, don't let reasoning and logics shut you down. God has gone before you already. God has put people in place already. You must take the steps of faith. Lord, I don't see it. I don't know all how this is going to work, but I'm going to move in faith. And watch, you're going to walk into, see, this is what this era is going to be. It's not going to be a struggle. You just walk into it because God has prepared it. But he needs people of faith, people that will trust him. Amen. People that will listen to the sound and say, you know what? I'm going to take a chance. That's what's wrong. The devil got people on lockdown because they're looking at earthquakes. They're listening to the storms. They're listening to all the naysayers. That's just birth pangs. That's just saying the baby's on the way. That's just saying your inheritance is about to come forth. The real you is about to show up. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, the real you. Look at somebody, tell them, you ain't seen nothing yet. See, there's something in you that's groaning. It's groaning. There's an eternal you. There's a you that's older than the angels. There's a you that wasn't here. The time didn't start you. You were in God's bosom. There's something eternal about you. We've been locked down in time. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Kronos. And there's a groaning because the real you is eternal. Paul said we groan. This mortal is groaning to be clothed with that immortality. See, there's going to come a time where time ain't going to be time. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me. I said, time ain't going to be time before we leave here, before Jesus comes. Time ain't going to be time, and space and distance ain't going to have nothing to do with anything. In the book of Acts, remember, Philip went from Samaria to where the Ethiopian eunuch was, ministered to him, and then he was caught away again. He was translated. That's New Testament. Jesus walked out of crowds that wanted to stone him to death. He didn't say he ran. They couldn't touch him. Something shifted. I tell you, that dimension awaits. This is a new era. The veil is going to become so thin, you won't know whether you are in the spirit or in the body. Paul said, I knew a man about 14 years ago. Whether in the spirit or in the body, I cannot tell. But he was caught up to the third heaven. I heard sounds. I saw things I can't even repeat. Are you ready for it? Tell somebody, this is why you've been through so much.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.